Toronto Blue Jays Senior Vice President Marnie Starkman, during a Monday afternoon online conference call, said the team's coaching staff had arrived the night before. Upon learning the reactions of those coaches, Starkman and her peers knew they had a setup to make them proud.
The current Bison's home locker room is now our coaches' locker space. Mm-hmm. The cages is now our player locker room that's been ventilated and is a huge space for the locker room. And then we use the visiting locker room as sort of a stretch area.
The Blue Jays, in cooperation with the Buffalo Bisons, Canadian company BAM Productions, and local subcontractors, realigned the basement level of Salem Field for the home team while building a large temporary facility for visiting clubs. Salem Field now features plenty of blue decor, from wall paint to carpets, and plenty of Blue Jays logos. And then there's the playing field and stands, covered in blue tarps, except for the hundreds of cardboard cutouts of fans sitting behind home plate. The Bisons, who serve as the Blue Jays' top minor league affiliate, hope to renew the partnership. The Jays feel the same way, and this temporary arrangement strengthens the friendship. What the Jays cannot do while in Buffalo, however, is actively market to the Western New York fan base. Starkman explains that under Major League Baseball's rules, the Blue Jays' marketing rights stop at the border.
For sure, we would love to have fans from Buffalo, and I think we do, drive over. We are under some restrictions here, and we're respectful of the Yankees and Mets territory from a marketing standpoint. So, you know, broadcast and anything along that line is sort of out of our control. That's run by Major League Baseball.
The Yankees and Mets are among the teams coming to Salem Field in September. While they'll be within their recognized marketing territory, they'll be in the home of the Toronto Blue Jays, at least for this summer. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.